And so here we have it. We enter the final 5 minutes here at Hawcourt Park, and in grueling test of everything you could possibly think of. It's gone on for 23 hours and 55 minutes so far. As I say, it started at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon on the 24th of the June in blistering sunshine, sadly ending with the clouds gathering in, drops of rain starting to fall. Looked as though at one point they were going to avoid the worst of the elements. The only real downpour that they had was during the twilight shift, as you could say, from midnight onwards, where a bit of a shower fell down here on Hawcourt Park. But for the most part, it's been played in absolute glorious sunshine. Spectators still here though to observe the final minutes of this task. As I say, 24 hours of football, and what we've got in front of us right now is scenes that you can only picture in a school playground, because every single player that has represented their sides throughout this challenge is now out on the pitch, and it's making it a bit of fun for the people watching on, a bit of fun for the players as well, who are certainly showing the weariness. We're just trying to drag out the last bits of enjoyment. It's an event which has raised over £6,000 so far for the four fantastic causes involved. And just a reminder of those causes: St Mary's Hospice, the Barrow Food Bank, the Pitch Up Future Stars Fund, which is a funding operation to hopefully unearth more talent from the Furness area. And that's not just in sport, not just in football, in cricket, in rugby, also in other environments as well, writing, even broadcast journalism, hoping to unearth some future stars in and around the Furness area. And all the money certainly will go to some good cause towards that, and also the hope of bringing a 4G playing surface to the Barrow area, certainly a surface which would go to some fantastic use. So we've got 2.5 minutes left of the challenge. It's the Barrow and District Junior side that are going to be taking the spoils, but I have heard whispers that they may revert to the old schoolyard last goal winner technique when it does get to the final 5 minutes. But certainly it's been an event that's been well supported. I've stayed here pretty much for the best part of it. Real fun and games, the twilight session. Everyone camping out. There was even spectators turning up, probably on the end of their nights out, or maybe even before they ventured into town, just to show their own support and really gee up the players who are out there, because it has been a massive test of endurance. There's been players dropping left, right and centre through various injuries, as you would expect, but as I say, each and every one of them is out there now for this final 5 minutes, just joining in and showing their support for what has been a fantastic event. I'm very, very sure there'll be some well-deserved drinks, there'll be some very much well-deserved resting as soon as the final whistle does go here at Hawcourt Park. I say it's an event that started at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Fantastic setting as well. Hawcourt Park have certainly done the work to look after the players. They kept facilities open throughout the night, and that's, you know, without anyone on site to, you know, to look after those facilities. Very much trusting the public in around the town, and it has been an event that has been very well supported. So it's just sad that the rain is starting to come down a bit heavier now, as we enter the final 30 seconds now of this grueling event, as the Barrow and District Junior football team just grabbed themselves another goal, and there we go, the final whistle has gone. The applause echoing around the Hawcourt Park area, both sets of players congratulating each other. So regardless of the scoreline, it is the Barrow and District Junior team that have made it 2-1 in terms of the trilogy of these events, but each and every player now showing camaraderie there and congratulating each and every one of them. We'll grab a word very, very soon with the two managers of both teams, of course, Craig Rutherford of the Barrow Community Sports Trust and Steve Gill of the Barrow and District Junior team, both men as well, very much hands-on in organising this event. And as the rain really does start to come down here now at Hawcourt Park, I'm going to venture my way into the centre circle just to try and grab a few words with, as I say, both managers, just so that everyone can get themselves back in the dry very, very soon. Going to start first and foremost with the winning manager,
yes,
of course, Steve Gill. And Steve, I mean, it's the third year of doing this event, and despite the rain, you almost avoided it. What a fantastic event it's been.
Oh, it's been absolutely brilliant. Like, over the last 3 years, I think we were just talking to Craig Rudders before, it's over 20 grand we've raised for charity, which is brilliant. And you can see, like, the effort it's gone to. People can hardly walk now. We were lucky with the weather. Last 10 seconds, I think, the heavens have opened. But, yeah, absolutely brilliant event for raising money for the St Mary's Hospice and the food bank. Excellent.
And, of course, it's not just that as well. It's just the way that it's brought the community together, hasn't it? I mean, even during the twilight hours, I mean, I was here myself. The amount of people that were even just popping in maybe on the way home from nights out or even on the way on for a night out just to show the support for you.
Absolutely, yeah. There was people turning up at 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock. There was families there till 11, 12 o'clock at night. But yeah, it's been brilliant. So many people come down and supported it. It's great. It's brilliant.
Will it be number 4?
After the first one, I said never again. And then I said the same again after the second one. I spoke to Rudders before. Maybe it's the third and final one. Who knows? We'll see what happens.
But certainly, if it is to be the last one, I mean, what a way to go out on as well. As you say, the amount of support you've had, and the fact, as you say, there, £20,000 for, you know, four fantastic causes as well.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm absolutely goosed, to be honest. Like, everyone's just walking around like zombies. It's just a bit overwhelming how much money we've raised. I think this one alone, I think it's over 6 grand at the minute. And hopefully we can still do the sponsorship after this event now and still try and get a little bit more and push for that. So, yeah, it's been good.
I mean, one final point as well for you being involved in the Barrow District Junior League as well. I mean, one of the big aims of these fundraising efforts is to try and get that 4G facility for playing. I mean, how beneficial would that be for an area like Barrow?
Oh, it's absolutely massive. You go out of town and there's 3G facilities everywhere just to try and get those regular games on. And it's really important for the town to get that facility here for the grassroots football, just to make sure that these kids can play regular football week in, week out. And it's much needed, definitely, 100%.
Well, massive congratulations on the efforts, also on the win as well. Yeah. Superb efforts all around, Steve.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks very much. All right, cheers.
There we go. That was Steve Gill, the manager of the Barrow and District Junior side. I'm now going to venture back across the pitch now into a bit of a covered area where hopefully I'll be able to catch a few words with Craig Rutherford. Of course, the first person that we spoke to as well was Craig prior to its start, and he was on Richard at Breakfast at 9:15 yesterday morning. You were on with me around about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Finally, you've got through it. I'm not going to ask how you're feeling because I'm very sure that we all know the answer to that. But in terms of the success of the event as well, I mean, how do you feel on that way?
I think I'm blown away by, if we look at the 3 years, we get emotional now. We've raised 20 grand for amazing charities and I'm knackered and I'm crying. Oh, God.
I think everyone will certainly say that you deserve that. I mean, the efforts that everyone has shown today isn't, well, not just today, but over the course of the whole 24 hours. I mean, the man next year here, Ricky, who's very much played a good hands-on part as well in organising it, along with yourself and Steve Gill as well. I mean, what a successful event, and even the support that you've got throughout the days.
Unbelievable, the support. Couldn't have done it without Ricky or Gilly, though. Absolute trio, weren't we?
spawn.
To be fair, the work that's gone into getting it done, he's mad, isn't it?
Honestly, Craig's done tremendous. Absolute. The amount of work he's put in. Yeah, me and Gilly have helped, but it's all come from Craig. Last 3 years. Absolute credit.
Over 20 grand, mate.
I know. That's mad. Finishing with downpour of rain.
And it's just simply the fact as well, as you say, they're £20,000 over 3 years. I mean, what great work that money will go to. Yes. I mean, for the two main charities for this year's event, but also the two projects that you're very much hands-on working on, the Future Stars Fund, and also trying to bring that fantastic facility to this town.
Yeah, the Future Stars Fund's a brilliant one for everybody. Just when how many young people have got so much aspiration and dreams to achieve something, and you know, the financial crisis we've got at the minute and the cost of living. So anything we can add to that fund to help young people progress will be amazing. St Mary's Hospice going to get a good chunk. Food Bank going to get a good chunk. That 3Gs, we need a lot of money for that. We've got a bit for it, haven't we? But yeah, nah, over the moon, over the moon. The support has been unreal. Speechless. I can't talk.
The big question is, Craig, before you get off, I've asked Steve already, will it happen again?
No, I can't do it again.
I'll second that. No. That's it now.
Nah, my feet had gone in a foot transplant.
But I suppose it's one of those, isn't it, where maybe not a 24-hour game, but certainly we'll there must be more things in the pipeline.
We'll do something, definitely, yeah. Yeah, we'll always go. We're through the charity. We'll support our locality as much as we can. So, yeah, we'll do something, but I don't think we'll do that.
Certainly, Craig, massive congratulations on what's been a massive effort from everyone involved. And, as you say, £20,000, yeah. What great work that's going to go to.
Amazing. A big thanks to you as well, mate. You've spent the 24 hours with us, so that's absolutely
everyone,
class.
Adam's birthday today as well.
Was, yeah.
So happy birthday, Adam.
Brilliant. Well done, mate.
Top man.
Well done.
Massive congratulations.
Thank you.
What a soppy git.
Well done. Thank you very much, everybody. Well done.